This is Up the Road, dedicated to sustaining the California story. I'm Kim Weir. A few miles south of laid-back Surf City is Southern California's premier yacht harbor. Now a sometimes crass media symbol of spendy living, Newport Beach has been a rich people's playground since the 1920s, the preferred seaside escape for LA's old money, old being relative in California. Also included were famous former residents, including John Wayne, Shirley Temple, George Burns and Gracie Allen, even Roy Rogers and Dale Evans. Newport Beach is still more residential area than tourist destination, but just plain folks can find plenty to do. First, a warning. Traffic and parking are summer and weekend nightmares, especially near Newport Pier and Balboa Island, where you won't be able to park. Touring on foot or by bike is the wise alternative, and take the ferry to the island. First stop is the Balboa Peninsula, a long arthritic finger of sand pointing south from Newport Boulevard. The Newport Pier, at the ocean end of McFadden Place between 20th and 21st Streets, was originally McFadden's Wharf, built in 1888 to accommodate the train from Santa Ana, which delivered both produce and steamship passengers. Newport Beach, the actual beach by that name, stretches both west and east from the pier. Most historic is the Newport Dory Fishing Fleet adjacent. Hard at it since 1891, this fishing cooperative is the only surviving beachside dory fleet in the U.S. Get your fresh fish and lobster here. Then stroll to the Balboa Pier, 2 miles east, which juts into the ocean from Balboa's Main Street. With landscaped lawn, bandstand, and palm trees, Balboa's pier is the focal point for more placid pursuits. On most days, even the beach is relatively quiet, especially the stretch toward the jetty. The ocean is quieter, too. The jetty is the rocky chin protecting the harbor mouth as it inhales and exhales sailboats. The angle formed between Balboa Beach and the jetty is called the wedge, internationally famous for stupendous shore breaks, locally infamous for bone-breaking body surfing, surfing, and swimming. Truly dangerous. Don't even think about it. Get the picture at Jetty View Park at the tip of the peninsula. Both Balboa Pier and the Balboa Pavilion at 400 Main were built in 1905 by Southern California developers working to attract homebuyers to this otherwise desolate sand spit. Not to be missed, amid the surrounding shops and schlock, is the reconstructed Balboa Fun Zone promenade along the bay, with genuine arcade-era pinball machines. Adjacent to the pavilion is the Balboa Ferry, for the very short trip to and from buffed, high-priced Balboa Island. Appreciate the 1930s Spanish colonial Balboa Inn at the foot of the pier. Back toward Newport Pier, at West Oceanfront and 13th Streets, is the concrete Lovell Beach House, one of America's finest examples of early modern architecture. Until next time, when we visit the coastal home of Southern California Impressionism, this is Kim Weir for Up the Road.
Support comes from Sierra Nevada Brewing Company, family-owned, operated, and argued over since 1980. More at sierranevada.com.